Yesterday, I know Troy Coverdale had an opportunity to visit with Representative Tracy Mann, who was in Manhattan yesterday doing some town halls in the Flint Hills. He was in Manhattan, Junction City, Wamego, and Salina yesterday. And I think those tours continue today, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Well, regardless, I know they're on a recess right now, so a lot of the representatives and the senators are making their rounds across the state, and we got a chance to hear from Tracy Mann yesterday, so we're going to play that interview for you next here, and here's Troy's conversation with Representative Mann.
What do you see as Congress's role in trying to hasten things along here so that we get everybody back safe as best we can?
Yeah, you know, we've been calling on the Speaker to bring us back. Congress should be in Washington, D.C., not, addressing this issue. We've also, I've called on, many people have called on President Biden to extend this deadline. Doesn't look like that's going to happen, assuming that's the case. My biggest focus has been getting all the Americans out. That's first and foremost. And then our translators and people that have helped us, getting them out. As tomorrow's deadline approaches, assuming that stayed with, then we got to turn our attention to accountability and what's happened here, where were the breakdowns, and how do we hold people accountable?
You bring up the numbers of people that are still there that you're trying to get out. How much activity has your staff, have you seen here over these last few days?
A lot, and other members as well. We all correspond, various members, especially those that served in Afghanistan. Many congressional offices set up little outposts, if you will, in their office, helping people get through the checkpoint. So a lot of activity from Congress's standpoint on getting Americans out.
You brought up infrastructure, and there was the one comment about even that broadband isn't seen as infrastructure in his case. In general, what is it about the infrastructure measure right now that's in front of the House that you have a distaste for?
Well, just the overall, not enough of the $1.2 trillion is actually going towards roads, bridges, broadband, waterways, and broadband. That's a small percentage of that bill. And if it was more really about infrastructure, something I could easily support, but so far it's not.
Some folks would call it human infrastructure in those other areas of the bill. What's your view on that?
My view on that is infrastructure is roads, bridges, waterways, and broadband, and that's what we should be focusing on funding.
Okay. And, of course, clean jobs were brought up, and more specifically just clean energy, as well as the potential of how to improve things in terms of our climate right now. That's a tough spot to be in when you're threading a little bit of a needle with farmers who recognize that they're doing a lot already, but you also have a very solid oil and gas area in the same district.
Well, I'm for our fossil fuels. I'm for our farmers. The market needs to take over. Meaning, if you look, agriculture the last 15 years has reduced greenhouse gas emissions from 25% down to 9%. That's been market-based reform. We need to do that. Then we need to make sure if things do happen in the climate space that agriculture and farmers who have been part of the solution get to benefit from it.
Are you seeing more of a move towards that? Are you seeing maybe a softening, if you will, from the hard line look at, we've got to make all these changes and get rid of fossil fuels immediately?
I think there's still a large contingent that's trying to move away from fossil fuel, which makes no sense to me. We are now finally, as America, energy independent. Why we'd move away from that makes no sense at all to me right now.
What are the other things that you're hearing in the district right now?
Yeah, a lot of concerns people have about the budget and the amount of money we're spending. Certainly now that this hurricane is ravaging Louisiana, Mississippi, that's coming up. Big picture, people are concerned with the government and just the size and scope of the federal government, how it's growing. Those would be the biggest things we're hearing about.
As you get ready to go back in, what do you see as a priority for this upcoming stretch, if you will, before the holidays?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest thing front center is going to be the budget and infrastructure. Those are the things. And then really looking at Afghanistan and how we provide accountability.
Comments from Tracy Mann yesterday at the end of his town hall hearing, or his meeting at Podorf Hall in Manhattan, one of the four town halls that he held through the course of the day across the region. It's really amazing to realize how big the first district is. He pointed out its size relative to some other areas and noted that there are more colleges in the first congressional than anywhere else in terms of a congressional district in the
really?
Country.
Didn't I realize
by
that.
The time that you put Fort Hays, and Emporia State and K-State and K-State Salina, plus the privates and the junior colleges all together. More colleges and universities in that in the first congressional. So that's something to keep an eye on as well as he moves forward into that second year of his first term.
Did he talk any about redistricting yesterday?
He did not.
Okay. I was wondering about that because his could be reshaped a little bit depending on how the population trends were.
No, that's a great point, especially when we get into that discussion of rural versus urban and how they may try to rebalance, if you will, that one specific district in the Kansas City area in an effort to potentially damage Sharice David's positioning there. We will see, of course, how that plays out with redistricting. There's so much to go into that process yet in front of them, given that they only found out the census numbers in the midst of doing the town hall meetings on redistricting.
Fascinating stuff. Well, it's going to be fun to watch, that's for sure. That's going to wrap up segment two here on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Stay with us. We're going to be talking with the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter, Brandon Sokol, in studio. That's coming up next.